that man.
Yeah.
And he and I worked very closely on Crazy Things. He was the one that brought Rene DeBose to come to the lab to give that, what I think is a distinguished series called The Dreams of Reason. And it was the beginning of DeBose's career, he later admitted, in writing these other kinds of things for which he became properly world famous.
Mm-hmm.
But The Dreams of Reason, which was translated into at least 8 or 10 languages, was a beautiful job, and I enjoyed being his host. But Sam had the idea. I liked working with Sam. Did I tell you, Sam and I used to go out and lecture about the lab.
So did I.
Yeah.
So did I.
He and I were on a platform before an enormous audience of young people. And somebody asked the question, well, what are your own backgrounds that led you into science? And Sam immediately blurted out that his father made toilet seats. Isn't that typical of Sam?
Yeah.
It probably was true, but you see, in the United States, you would never admit to this humble position.
Yeah.
Sam's life was one of these bittersweet kinds of things. You're quite right. One of the most marvelous, genuine, bright people you're ever going to run into. And his early feelings that it was a mistake to have left Egyptology, which was his first love.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you feel a little sad about that.
Yeah.
How the hell did he ever get into science? Well, and then, of course, with his spin and all that kind of stuff. No, Sam, but you see, he would have made a terrible administrator,
yeah,
working for the federal government. Now, in a European university, is the proctor or something.
Brilliant.
Because the money is assured by the state, and they don't force around with the kind of crap we have here. But he wouldn't have made a great director. The fact that he came to Brookhaven, as a number of others, was simply a historical consequence of the agony of Europe.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it was at Michigan or something. Maybe,
it was at Michigan.
Making $1,800 a year, for God's sake, you know.
Yeah. He and somebody else. I can't remember the chap's name. Something like Uhlenberg or something of that sort.
Uhlenbeck was the co-discoverer with him. That was
his
famous paper.
Spinelli, right.
And Uhlenbeck was another interesting character in his own right. And Sam, I think, clearly was the junior author on that famous paper, but nevertheless, he made a definite contribution to it. Yeah. Love Sam. And he's winding up at what? The University of Nevada in Las Vegas, I mean, which has a famous basketball team, but that's about it. Well, he had family problems, obviously. He never got over the fact that he thought somehow he had the typical Jewish sense of guilt that he might have saved his parents. I don't think he had a chance one way or the other the way things were going. That preyed on his family. He was a lousy husband. I suspect that's true in the American sense.
No, he had a train set for his daughter, but he admitted it was really for him. Well, thanks, sir. Thanks a lot, I think.
Well, it's always good to talk to you because we can both reminisce and then argue about what I think are still and will remain for a long time important issues in the academic world. But do give me a call after you've been to New Jersey. And let's pick up, as I said before, whatever makes sense to you.
All right.
Okay?
Okay.
Good.
All right. Bye.